Luke chapter 2 tonight, and let's start reading tonight in verse number 8. I love how the Lord does things, because, I mean, generally speaking, if you came in Sunday morning, this is where you thought you would be Sunday morning, and, you know, a place like this in Luke chapter 2. But we ended up over, let's see, what book was that? Timothy, wasn't it? 1 Timothy, where Paul told Timothy, this is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Amen. And we preached on Christ Jesus came into the world. Well, tonight, let's go back to Luke chapter 2 and ask the Lord to speak to our hearts. The Bible said in verse number 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. I read the glory of the Lord, Brother Steve, to go along with what you just said. The Bible said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Amen. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste. I like that. Amen. They didn't fool around. They redeemed the time. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for this book we call the Bible, God's holy word. We pray tonight, Lord, you'll speak to our hearts and stir our hearts tonight, Lord, as we meet together this evening. I pray, Lord, you'd stir each heart. And Lord, I pray peradventure there's one here that needs the Lord, that God, that you'd just speak to that heart. Thank you for coming by my way one day, Lord, and speaking to my heart, helping me to see myself the way you saw me. And then, Lord, helping me to know that though you saw me the way I really was, you love me, and you could help me. Lord, we love you, and we thank you. It's all because you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you read in Luke chapter 2, in the first 7 verses here, you find out that Mary's great with child. Then in verse 6, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. In verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. I don't know what to call the message tonight. I set out in the Bible to look at the thought, the day after Christmas, because that's what this is, the day after Christmas. And we know that it wasn't 8 days, because at the end of what I just read, that was the 8 days they were going to take Jesus into the temple. So I don't know exactly the time frame. I thought about calling the message the day after Christmas, but I think I want to call the message tonight this, how to have Christmas every day. How to have Christmas every day. I believe that would fit, and I'll show you what I mean tonight. Little Olivia said to me this morning, said, Papaw, is it Christmas again? I'll tell you one thing right now, everybody's billfold's glad it's not Christmas again. Well, maybe not everybody. Maybe just those that have 11 grandchildren. Say, man, I'm telling you what's the truth. What a blessing. And then Olivia, and she got this nice little baby alive doll for Christmas. And little Amelia liked it, I think, better than she did. So there were some tears over that. I asked Bob last night at 8:30, Brother Brian, I said, what time does Walmart close? He said, it closed, I said, what time do they open? And he said, tomorrow at 6. And I'm telling you, I would have went to Walmart right then. No, it was the night before last. I'm sorry. And they closed at 6 on Christmas Eve. I'd have went right then. If it cost $100 to get one of them little babies, I'd have went and got it. Amen. You can't explain to an 18 or 20-month-old that that's not yours, that's hers. They tried, but it don't work. Say amen. But anyway, it all got ironed out. And there is a little baby alive on the way. I promise you that. Amen. Amen. But how to have Christmas every day. I saw several things here, and I think I'm taking it in the order that I saw it in the Scripture. But the first thing that I see here, in verse number 8, it said there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, and they were keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And then the angel told them not to fear. He said, I bring you good tidings, which shall be to all people. He told them about what was going to go on in the city of David, and that there was going to be a sign. The multitude, the heavenly hosts showed up. They were saying glory to God in the highest. But what I want you to see here tonight, the Bible said here, I believe if you come on down in verse number 15, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord, now watch this, hath made known unto us. The Lord made something known unto them. How many of you all are Christians tonight? Well, you're only a child of God because God made something known unto you. Amen? But watch, they came with haste. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying. So Jesus, the Lord, made something known unto them. And they took what had been made known unto them and made it known abroad. Can anybody see that? Here's the first point in the message. The day after Christmas, every day, we have a story to publish. Somebody help me tonight. The birth of Christ is not just for one day a year. Amen. And the life of Christ is not just for one day a year. The death of Christ is not just for one day a year. And the resurrection of Christ is not just for one day out of the year. And the coming of Christ is not just for one day out of the year. But thank God it all forms a story. And I believe God's people are the instrument that God wants to use to publish that story and get it out into a lost and a dying world. There's several things I see about the story tonight. Let me just give you this. Number one, the story is exclusive. Watch the news, and a reporter is always wanting something that's exclusive. In other words, I've got something that nobody else has got to report. Amen? Well, when I say this story is exclusive, it's not that I have something to report that nobody else has got to report, but I tell you what, it's a Savior that there's none else like Him. Say amen. Nobody else was ever born like Him. Nobody else will ever live like Him. Nobody else ever died like Him. And nobody else ever rose from the grave like Him. Oh, you say, well, Lazarus rose from the grave, but he had to die again, didn't he? Amen. He didn't raise from the grave in a glorified body. Amen. And so tonight it's a story that's exclusive. It's only the story of Jesus. I love the song, Brother Ralph. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. That's a story that God calls on you and I as God's people to publish and get it out into the world. Get it out into the dark places. Jesus, He said, I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. It's exclusive. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name given among men, under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Only one Savior. Amen. And the story tonight is to be published, and not just on Christmas. And then the story is inclusive. Not only is it an exclusive story, but I want you to look at Luke chapter 2 and verse number 10 with me right here. The Bible said, "The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to," what's that next word? Amen. God includes everybody. He wants everybody to hear this blessed story. Amen. When I think about that, and I say this to I thank God for the Sunday school lesson Brother John brought one time, because it just stuck in my heart. He said, "I heard and I heard and I heard and I heard," and he said, "There's one day I heard." How many knows what he just said? Say amen. Well, I think what he means is, and at least I can say that, I heard it with my ears and I heard it with my ears and I heard it with my ears and I heard it with my ears, but thank God there was a day when I heard this message with my heart. Amen. And it made a difference in my life. Amen. I believe that one of the things that's going on in America, I believe a lot of people are gospel hardened. They can't get excited anymore, amen, about a virgin birth and a sinless life, holy, harmless, undefiled Savior. They can't get excited about the cross. They can't get excited about the resurrection. They can't get excited about a new body, a glorified body, because they've heard it and they've heard it and they've heard it and they've heard it. I tell you, we better just slow down and hear it. Say amen. There's a story to be published. God wants us to publish this story. He wants us to get it out. I want to say this tonight. I thought this was it was awesome what God did. First church I pastored. I didn't mean to tell this story tonight, but I believe God wants me to tell it. I'm going to tell you why a lot of people never publish the story. I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't have a story to publish. That's why a lot of people never publish the story, because they don't have a story to publish. I felt silly after I used this illustration. There was a fellow, his first name was Brother Wayne, in the church, the first church I pastored, Hurricane Baptist Church. He had been down to Florida. Brother Jim likes to go to Florida and fish. If he loves me, he'll take me with him one of these days. Amen. Quit just feeding me fish. Let me catch some of them too. Amen. But anyway, he loved to go down there. And Brother Jim, he had 3 10-pound plus bass over the mantle on his fireplace. And he told me about every one of them, where he was at, what lake he was on, what he was using for bait, how long it took him to get it in. He had a fight on his hand. And I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I could just stand there and just about yawn while he's telling the stories. You want to know why? I wasn't there. I never caught a bass that big. I have no idea what it would be like to reel in a fish like that. Amen. So it's kind of boring to me. On the same hand, he had never turkey hunted till he met me. And I told him a story about being down between two rocks. That morning, my buddy's daddy was making fun of me because he said, when I was trying to learn how to use that diaphragm call, he said, "Where's that pup at whining down there?" That's what he said. You're laughing, brother. He said, "Where's that pup at whining?" I had a turkey so close to me that morning. There was 34 pellets. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. But 34 pellets in that little shotgun shell in his head, and didn't have a pellet in his wattles. That's being close to you. And I told Wayne that story. Didn't do a thing for him. You want to know why? He wasn't there. I finished up a message one night, and it went on a couple weeks. A couple weeks went by. Now listen, the man that I'm telling this story about wouldn't care if he was sitting on the front bench. He'd say amen tonight. He was our treasurer in the church. He called on a Monday, said to Miss Eve, "Preacher there?" Miss Eve said, "No, you want me to have him call?" He said, "No, don't worry about it." Called on a Monday. Wednesday night, we had a death in the church, and what we were going to do is just read some scripture and have prayer and go to the funeral home. That was the plan. We were going to take up an offering too, because you can't be a good Baptist without taking up an offering. Amen. And this brother that was our treasurer, he always helped take up the offering. And he jumped out in the aisle and he threw up his hand. He said, wait a minute. And he come running down to the altar. I said, "What is it, brother?" He said, "I'm not saved. I got to get saved." You want to know what he told the church? What he told me? That thing that I thought was a stupid illustration 2 weeks ago? He said, I ain't never told a story because I didn't have a story to tell. That's what he said. That's what he told me, amen. I'm telling you tonight, God's people have a story to publish, amen. And it begins with Christ. Thank God it ends with Christ. And really, all the way through, it's Christ. Like Brother Steve said tonight, in Christ. And so, the story is exclusive, but the story is inclusive. The Bible said here, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. God wants everybody to hear this story. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Listen to me carefully. This Bible gets real deep in some places. Now listen to me. But I do not believe the doctrine that's being taught that Jesus just died for the sheep. I do not believe that. The Word of God said, God so loved the world. The Word of God said, it's not His will that any should perish. The Word of God said, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The Word of God said right here, which shall be to all people. I believe God wants everybody to hear this blessed old story of Jesus and His glory. So we have a story to publish. But then let me just say this tonight. This story in some ways is elusive. What do you mean, preacher? Well, listen. Listen to me carefully. Y'all remember where Brother Don preached Sunday night, right? He was over there in Isaiah and over in the New Testament too, talking about the Lord and His kingdom. Well, let me ask you something. The Bible said in John chapter 1, He came unto His own received Him not. How in the world did these people, the Jewish people, how, Brother Rose, did they miss Him? How did they miss Him when the Bible said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and be with child. You call His name Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. How did they miss Him? I'm going to tell you the same way. There's people missing Him today. They were blind. Amazing Grace is a true song. I once was blind, but now I see. I tell you tonight, this story is eluding a lot of people because they're blinded. Some are blinded by pride. Some are blinded by religion. Some are blinded by the things of this world. I just thank God tonight that I had a pastor the night I got saved that wasn't trimming corners on the message, and that even though he had preached to the church that night, he leaned out across the pulpit with his left hand and beckoned. He said, if you're here tonight and you're lost, you need to be saved. I'll tell you tonight, I don't know who is and who ain't. I'm not trading with anybody. I can tell you that right now. And if you're saved, you're to feel the same way. Amen. Got tickled one time. This lady showed up for prayer meeting on the wrong night. Second church that I was. No, it was the very first church. It wasn't the church I saved in. It was a community church above Damascus. This lady showed up on Tuesday night for prayer meeting, Brother Brian. There wasn't nobody there. And she told the church this. She said, oh, it worried me. She said, I just got in that car and I took off down there to the plant. Her husband's name was Buzz. Where Buzz works, said, I knew if Buzz was there, everything's okay. She has confidence in her husband's salvation. Amen. She thought Jesus had done come. There wasn't nobody showing up for prayer meeting. Amen. Amen. I tell you tonight, you ought to have confidence in your own salvation. And it's not in yourself, it's in your Savior. Amen. That's where your confidence is tonight. We have a story to publish. Now, second thing I see, every day. How to have Christmas every day. Well, let's just keep telling this story, number one. Number two, not only do we have a story to publish, but we have a Savior to praise. We're not supposed to just praise Him on Christmas Day. Watch what the Word of God said here. The Bible said there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. I'm going to tell you something right now. I believe if the Shekinah glory of God shone round about us, we'd be afraid too. I believe it would be kind of like John over there in the Revelation. The Bible said he fell at his feet, he's dead. These people running around telling what they're going to do when they talk to God or get in front of God and all this. I tell you, don't listen to that stuff. Amen. Isaiah, when he saw him, he said, woe is me. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Beloved, listen, we'll have to have glorified eyeballs to see him. We'll have to have a glorified body to stand in his presence. Somebody help me tonight. Now, the Bible's talking about a praise here. The Bible said, fear not. And then he said, suddenly there was with the angel in verse number 13, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. You know what the angels in essence are saying? Amen. The angel had showed up and announced the message, and the heavens were saying, amen, that's the way it's going to be. Just like God said, it's going to be. I just want to say a couple of things tonight, just hurriedly. I believe we ought to praise him for his coming. He came. Not only did he come into the world, but thank God I love the song, he came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. That's why he died on Calvary. We ought to praise him for his coming. Then we ought to praise him for his calling. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Nobody ever got saved unless Jesus called. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I do. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. And I believe that. I believe one of the things that happened in the 70s and 80s, the late 60s, 70s, early 80s in Baptist churches, I believe a lot of people were talked into something. And I'm going to tell you, salvation's not something you can be talked into. It involves Holy Ghost conviction. The Spirit of God must do a work in our heart. There has to be a willingness on our part. But I almost believe it's dangerous to leave somebody thinking that salvation is nothing but a decision. There's a decision involved. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. I'll illustrate. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll open the door. I'll come into him, sup with him, he with me. I could be sitting in a recliner. Couldn't you just see me every 5 minutes just getting up and going to the door and just seeing if somebody's there? I'm not going to do that every 5 minutes. But if somebody does that, I'm going to get up. In other words, there's no decision to be made until... I want to say this about that right there. The Bible said, listen to me carefully, they comparing themselves with themselves were not wise. We're not supposed to, you say, well, Jesus knocked at my heart this way. Somebody will say, he knocked at my heart. The main thing is he knocked at your heart. And listen, we're not supposed to be comparing it. Sometimes, beloved, it's like a hurricane when it comes, and sometimes it's just a still small voice. But the Spirit of God lets us know who we are and lets us know who he is. Amen. And we ought to praise him for his calling. I'm glad, thank God, that night in February, after 6.5 years of church membership, 20.5 years in the world wide open, I'm so glad he called. Gave me an opportunity. He had given many. The night I was saved, I felt like I was out of opportunities. It was either get in or die without God and go to hell. We ought to praise him for his coming. We ought to praise him for his calling. And then we ought to praise him for his caring. I mean, he's glad no one ever cared for us like Jesus. Listen, he don't just save us and leave us alone. He said he saves us and he never leaves us. He cares for us. We ought to praise him for his caring. Then we ought to praise him that he's coming again. The shepherd saw it in verse number 13. Look what the Bible said. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. I like this. They saw it in verse 13.
But they caught it in verse 20. Look at it. Call to read that verse. They saw it. How many's ever seen somebody praise God? But they didn't just see it, they caught it. They saw the heavenly host doing it. Jesus said it like this. He said if these would hold their peace, the rocks would cry out. I believe we ought to praise God. Number one, He's worthy. Not just one day a year. But number two, could just be that somebody will catch it. Somebody want to join in on that praise to the Savior that we love. Last thing in the message tonight, how to have Christmas every day, a story to publish, a Savior to praise. You have to stay with me to get this. But there's a secret to ponder. What do you mean, preacher? Well, after all this took place, watch what the Bible said. I thought Megan did a fantastic job playing Mary in the play. I told her, I said, Megan, I could see tears welled up in your eyes. She was thinking about the part that she was playing. Watch what the Word of God said here. Mary's heard all of this. She's heard the shepherds tell the story about how the heavenly host praised God. The Bible said she kept all these things in her heart. She kept them, all these things, and pondered them in her heart. What do you mean a secret to ponder? Turn with me to chapter 25 of the book of Psalms for just a moment, please. Psalms 25, and I'd like to read verse 14. The Bible said, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And He will show them His covenant." How many believes that when the angel of the Lord came to Mary, that she was highly favored, just like the Bible said? She was a virgin, just like the Bible said. She was somebody that God could use. Let me just say it like this. She was somebody that feared God. She's pondering these things. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear. Turn with me if you will. God said, I'll show my covenant to those. Watch this now. Turn with me to Romans, please, just a moment. 16. Romans chapter 16 and verse number 25. The Bible said, now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. You say, preacher, I hope I can find this. I didn't mark it. I believe it's either 1 Timothy 3:16 or 2 Timothy 3:16. Wait just a minute, I'll tell you. 1 Timothy 3:16. Stay with me just a moment now. What did the Bible say over there? Colter, read that last verse I read in Romans. Romans 16, what was it? 16, 25. Read that. The revelation of the mysteries. Everybody remember that now? All right, now watch this. Look at verse 16 in 1 Timothy chapter 3. and without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. We've got something to ponder every day of our life, that the likes of Him would come down here and take on a human body so that He could redeem the likes of us. Think about that for just a moment. Paul said that's been a mystery that's been locked up. That was a secret. But honey, you and I know the secret. Amen. Because God revealed it in His Word. He revealed it to the Apostle Paul, how that the Gentile would be grafted in and could have a place. How that the middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentile would be torn down and the ground would be level at the foot of the cross. We have a secret to ponder. If you'll look at chapter 2, Luke chapter 2 and verse 19, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. What things was it that she kept? If you look at verse 8 through 15, we already read it tonight. That's the story that the shepherds told her. You better believe this tonight. Mary's got it settled in her heart. He's a mighty big God. He didn't just come speak to me. Hallelujah. He spoke to Joseph. And now He spoke to these shepherds. Ain't that right? We ought to praise Him. We ought to ponder that He's done for us in these days. They came with haste in verse number 16. They found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Can I ask a question? I'm done tonight. Don't you reckon as these shepherds, they left praising God, they made it known abroad. Don't you reckon that they run into some people that thought, these guys are off their rocker? Could you imagine them telling that story? These guys have lost their mind. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you tell somebody what Jesus means to you, some will believe it. Some will understand it because that's what He means to them. But I'll guarantee you this. Some people will think you've lost your mind. Brother Brian, I had somebody say one to me, said this to me. Said, you Christians, you just need a crutch. Honey, He's more than a crutch to me. The Bible said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with Him in glory. He's not just a crutch. He's my Savior. He's my soon coming King. How many's glad just to look at these few passages after Christmas? I like what leads up to Christmas, and I like the birth. But there's some things going on in this Bible after Jesus was born. There ought to be some things going on in our life today and tomorrow. And as Brother Steve already challenged us for the new year, let's pray. Father, thank You tonight that I have the privilege now, Lord, to explain to Olivia. Yes, one day we celebrate, but every day we ought to be praising. Every day, Lord, we ought to be letting our light shine. Every day, Lord, we ought to be pondering these things in our heart. Dear Father, tonight I pray You'd
take the message and encourage your people tonight. Help us, Lord, to be an encouragement to others along life's way. I pray especially for Brother Mitchell tonight, Lord. He's encouraged so many people down through the years. Lord, would you do for him what we can't do tonight? Would you go by where he is? Would you visit with him? Would you encourage him? His precious wife, his son, his daughter. Lord, we pray tonight that you'll just help us when we leave here after a while, that our hearts might be aglow, that we might let our light shine. In Jesus' name, amen.